Chapter 17. The Confederation. 1783 to 1787. 167. Problems of Peace. The war was over, but the future of the American nation was still uncertain. Indeed, one can hardly say that there was an American nation in 1783. While the war lasted, a sense of danger bound together the people of the different states. But as soon as this peril ceased, their old jealousies and self-seekings came back. There was no national government to smooth over these differences and to compel the states to act justly towards one another. There was, indeed, the Congress of the Confederation, but it is absurd to speak of it as a national government. 168. The Articles of Confederation, 1781. The Continental Congress began drawing up the Articles of Confederation in June 1776, but there were long delays, and each month's delay made it more impossible to form a strong government. It fell out in this way that the Congress of the Confederation had no real power. It could not make a state or an individual pay money or do anything at all. In the course of a few years, Congress asked the states to give it over $6 million to pay the debts and expenses of the United States. It received about $1 million and was fortunate to get that.